The chorus of opposition to U.S. drone attacks is getting louder and louder in Yemen. The Yemeni parliament has banned drone attacks in a symbolic vote. Anger has been on the rise at the U.S. drone attacks in Yemen. The country has seen several protests against deadly raids by the unmanned aerial vehicles. Washington has stepped up its drone operations in Yemen in recent months. The attacks have killed many people. The U.S. says it's targeting Al-Qaeda-linked militants, but many Yemenis call this a violation of their sovereignty. The American drone strikes have killed large numbers of people in other Muslim countries, including Pakistan. The United Nations has condemned the U.S. for using its drones for what the world body calls targeted killings. We were earlier joined by our correspondent Yusuf Maori, and here's what he had to say about the Yemeni parliament's symbolic vote on banning the deadly U.S. drone attacks.
It will not change the current status quo of the U.S. drone strikes, simply because it was symbolic and it does not hold any legal significance in which the Yemeni parliament would unanimously vote against these U.S. drones. According to the democratic structure in the system, the Yemeni government is supposed to adopt a law, an actual law, which will be ratified in the Yemeni constitution to actually prevent these U.S. drone attacks on an empirical level. Throughout this whole week, the Yemeni people have been taken to the streets condemning the U.S. Drone strikes, human rights organizations, anti-war organizations, international human rights organizations as well, have all voiced their disapproval of the U.S. drone strikes in Yemen, which have increased over the past months. After the incident, which occurred Thursday, in which 17 people were killed at the wedding ceremony, a tribal allegiance, they gathered in that area and they came to Sana'a to meet with Yemeni government officials, telling the Yemeni government that, look, if you guys don't stop these drone strikes in this location, we will be forced to take matters into our own hand and provide security for the people by ourselves. This is something that's taking place right now in the southern province of Al-Baydah and also in the eastern province of Hadramaut.